From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian government to consider providing aid amid layoff wave. Dutch ambassador to Indonesia appreciates Indonesia's G20 presidencies. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the Indonesian government will consider providing assistance to workers or corporation to address the wave of layoffs that is sweeping the country. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said. The minister said during a press conference on APBN Kita, our state budget, which was followed online from Jakarta on Thursday, that she will discuss a policy mix to deal with the layoff wave with various parties. If there is agreement on the provisions of assistance to laid-off workers, the government will consider whether it will come from the Manpower Ministry or the Workers' Social Security Agency, BPJS Ketenagakerjaan. Meanwhile, if the assistance is provided to corporations instead, then the government will consider whether it will take the form of income tax relief or deferred income tax payment. The ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and ASEAN, Lambert Grins, appreciated Indonesia's G20 presidencies. In an event called the Netherlands Taldak 2022 at the University of Indonesia, Depok, West Java on Thursday, he said Indonesia's G20 presidency was not an easy thing, but the meeting succeeded in issuing a joint statement.
Regarding the G20, I think it's remarkable what the Indonesian presidency has done. They didn't have an easy presidency given the geopolitical tensions in the world. But Indonesia has been very inclusive and open and invited everyone consistently. And it was not expected, but they managed to achieve a joint statement where all countries involved did agree with that joint text. That in itself was quite a huge diplomatic achievement.
Ambassador Lambert Grins further said that there are still many substances that Indonesia can work on together with G20 member countries and invited countries such as Netherlands. The issues include climate, energy, food, health and digital transformation. An earthquake-resistant house will be built next week in Cianjur District, West Java, which quake survivors can replicate when rebuilding their homes. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency has informed. BNPB head Suharyanto said in Cianjur, West Java on Thursday that the model house will be replicated by the recipients of 50 million rupiah in government assistance whose houses were heavily damaged in Monday's 5.6 magnitude quake. According to Suharyanto, the residents' houses, which can collapse easily in slight earthquake shocks, should be a cause for concern. The design of the earthquake-resistant house has undergone various tests. British football enthusiast Nick Faulkner said that 2022 Qatar World Cup would no longer present a classic match where a team with winning traditions would be able to beat a team that does not have winning traditions. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia on Thursday in Jakarta, Nick Faulkner said, even though he is an Englishman, England will not easily beat the United States in the Group B match next Saturday.
Argentina have already lost to Saudi Arabia, big shock. The Germans lost to Japan last night, big shock. I don't think that in this tournament there is any outstanding team. I don't think there's a clear favourite. I think that gap between, you know, the traditional strong teams and those that have always been considered weaker, I think that gap's a lot smaller now. It's decreased a lot. So I don't expect England to just turn up and beat America easily. I think it'll be a difficult game.
In the early match of Group B, England managed to beat Iran with a score 6-2. According to Nick Faulkner, England must maintain an attacking philosophy when they meet the United States in the upcoming match. Let's move on to the international news, where the UN Human Rights Council has voted to set up a fact-finding mission to investigate the deadly crackdown on anti-government protests in Iran. Western diplomats said an independent probe will halt those responsible for abuses to account and send a powerful message of support to women in Iran. Opening the sessions in Geneva, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk warned that Iran was in a full-fledged crisis. He said it was unacceptable that more than 300 people had been killed and 14,000 others arrested over the past 9 weeks. The woman-led protest erupted following the death in custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who was detained by morality police for breaking Iran's strict rules on hijabs or headscarves. The defense chiefs of South Korea and Cambodia held talks in Southeast Asian country on Thursday to discuss bilateral cooperation in defense and other issues. According to Seoul's defense ministry, Defense Minister Lee Jong-shup and his Cambodian counterpart T Ban held a meeting in Siem Reap on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation Defense Ministers Meeting Plus. In the talks, Lee said the security situation on the Korean Peninsula is grave, citing the recent intercontinental ballistic missiles launched by North Korea and its preparation for a nuclear test. The minister then expressed gratitude for Cambodia's call for the North to comply with the UN Security Council. The Japanese government is considering the development of guided missiles with a range of up to 3,000 km/h and their subsequent deployment in various parts of the country, Japanese newspapers in the Mainichi reported on Friday, citing sources. Tokyo is planning to modernize the missiles to increase their range up to 1,000 km or slightly more as a part of strengthening the country's defense capabilities. The government is also mulling the development of new missiles, including hypersonic missiles, with a range of 2,000 to 3,000 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said in early October that Tokyo would consider every option to ensure the protections of its citizens, including the possibility of retaliatory strikes. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on North Korea's accuses the United States of intent to disarm Pyongyang.
Today's commentary is on North Korea accuses the United States of intent to disarm Pyongyang. North Korea recently accused the United States of pushing it into a security crisis. In a statement released late Tuesday, Deputy Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, Kim Yo-jong, lashed out at Washington for asking the United Nations Security Council to limit North Korea's illegal weapons. And according to Kim, it was an irony that the United States vented its anger at the failure to realize what he called malicious intentions by announcing a joint statement with Britain, France, Australia, Japan, and South Korea immediately after the opening session of the UN Security Council ended. Last Monday, the United States called on the UN Security Council to make a presidential statement to hold North Korea accountable for its intercontinental ballistic missile test on Friday, November the 18th. Presidential statements usually come when a UN Security Council session does not reach consensus or one permanent member vetoed the resolution. Presidential statements are issued after a vote of the permanent and non-permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, but are not legally binding. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, said it was critical that the 15-member Security Council responds to North Korea's actions with one voice. She also emphasized that China and Russia have supported Pyongyang by blocking the United Nations Security Council actions. North Korea is indeed not alone. Pyongyang has the defense of its two close allies, China and Russia. China's ambassador to the United Nations, Zhang Jun, said Beijing was concerned about the escalation of tension and confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. According to him, the UN Security Council should help diffuse tensions and not always put pressure on Pyongyang. Meanwhile, Russia's deputy UN ambassador Anna Estigneva accused Washington of trying to coerce North Korea into unilateral disarmament through sanctions and other coercion. She blamed the missile tests on military exercises being conducted by the United States and its allies on the Korean Peninsula. Of course, it is commonplace that everyone will think that he is at the right position. What is certain, however, is that tensions on the Korean Peninsula will impact other regions. It is hoped that all parties can exercise restraint so that the world, which is currently being affected by the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, does not get any worse. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with November the 25th, 1912, the Indonesian Teachers Association founded. The Indonesian Teachers Association, abbreviated as PGRI, was founded in the spirit of the struggle of native teachers in 1912 during the Dutch colonial era under the name of the Dutch East Indies Teachers Association. Quoting pgri.co.id, the spirit of dedication, determination to fight, and the spirit of unity and integrity of the organization has historically been continuously nurtured in maintaining and filling the independence of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia. In a very dynamic political environment, the Indonesian Teachers Associations remain loyal in its service as a professional organization, which is unitaristic and independent. As a tribute to teachers, the government of the Republic of Indonesia, by Presidential Decree No. 78 of 1994, determined the birthday of the organization or the Indonesian Teachers Association, PGRI, on November the 25th as National Teachers' Day. Turning to November the 25th, 1963, the funeral of John F. Kennedy, 3 days after his assassination in Dallas, Texas, November the 25th, 1963, the U.S. President John F. Kennedy was buried with military honors at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was shot in a motorcade in an open car with his wife and the governor of Texas, John Connally. Kennedy was rushed to Dallas Parkland Hospital, 30 minutes later pronounced dead at the age of 46 years. Representatives from more than 90 countries attended the state funeral on Monday, November the 25th, at the Requiem Mass. At St. Matthew's Cathedral, Kennedy was buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. I'll end today in history with November the 25th, 1992. Czechoslovakia split into two countries. The formation of the Czechoslovak states was a combination of two countries, namely the Czechs and Slovak, in October 1918, or to be precise, after the end of World War I. The joining of the two countries does not mean that they do not cause problems. The desire for secession from both sides grew stronger. This was shown by the attitude of the two countries, which provided evidence to the Federation Constitutional Court to separate Czechoslovakia immediately. Until finally, on November the 25th, 1992, a constitution was passed, Law 542, which divided Czechoslovakia into two, namely the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic, which took effect on January the 1st, 1993. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, 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 ooh. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, and now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through, and now I know when I'm mad at you that you would be the one who set me free. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, and now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you would be the one who set me free.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, affirmed that the micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, need to evolve by creating science and technology innovation-based products to compete in the digital era. In his official statement as quoted by Antaram Tuesday, Minister Teten said that there are many great ideas with good, innovative and up-to-date business models. He said that in the digital era, many kinds of businesses models will soar. Moreover, innovation in science and technology will be the superiority of Indonesia. This is to make the MSMEs stop focusing on low tech without innovation. According to Minister Teten, currently many youngsters have the initiative to develop digital platforms but forget to develop their products. Therefore, the design making must be done to respond to various issues among the people and turn it into a business innovation. Besides, Minister Teten also said that currently Indonesia has the world's fourth biggest digital market with around 270 million people and becomes the greatest economy after the US, China and India. This chance must be seized by the government to ensure the domestic digital market undominated by foreign products, but taken and optimized with domestic products. Should such an opportunity be missed, the Indonesian market will be dominated by imported products. Meanwhile, the Cooperatives and SMEs Ministry is fighting for the growth and improvement of entrepreneurship ratio, one of which is through the Heroes of Economy program, a platform for young entrepreneurs to develop their business so that they can create jobs.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan masa kini. Ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi rasanya. Oh, hip hip hura hura, hura hura. Aku suka dia,
suka dia.
Aku jatuh cinta,
jatuh cinta.
Dia pun menanti cinta bersemi di hati.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整卷佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Rujak is one of the salad dishes that is familiar to Indonesians. It has various kinds and flavors. Usually, it is made from a mixture of various kinds of vegetables or fruits, and it's isolated with some spices or spicy liquid gravy. Rujak can be found in almost every region in Indonesia. For instance, in Bali, you will find two types of rujak that have the distinctive from Bali. The names are Rujak Kuah Pindang and Rujak Wulung. At this moment, we would like to introduce you with one of the Balinese rujaks called Rujak Bulung. Rujak Bulung is different from rujak in general, which is made from vegetables or fruits. Rujak Bulung uses seaweeds as its ingredients. Seaweeds are marine plants that are widely used by Balinese to prepare delicious dishes. The ingredients of rujak bulung consist of two types of seaweeds, namely white and green seaweeds, fried soybeans, and grated coconut. Then it is poured with pindang fluid gravy. The rujak bulung seasoning is made from pindang fluid gravy. The fluid gravy can be made from several types of fish, such as tuna or sardines. The taste is absolutely spicy, fresh, and delicious. Musik. Besides being delicious, rujak bulung is also good for health, because the main ingredient is seaweed mixed with pindang fluid gravy. This rujak is believed to prevent osteoporosis, premature aging, high blood pressures, and cancer. In Bali, this rujak is easy to find in traditional Balinese markets. Rujak bulung is also very affordable and quite cheap. It usually costs from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per serve.
Ternyata
for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Students from Iswee Fashion Academy will join the Thailand Fashion Week Spring Summer 23 in Bangkok on November 29 to 30, 2022. The Iswee Fashion Academy is going to participate in two slots in collaboration with two local brands, Iswee Fashion Academy, Ida Wahyuni, and Iswee Fashion Academy, Rumah Ampik, that are aiming to go international. Iswee Fashion Academy Ida Wahyuni will be showcased a collection dubbed Burung Enggang from Central Kalimantan as the icon of the collection. Hopefully, Indonesian culture can be seen and enjoyed on the international level. This collection is inspired by Burung Enggang or Hornbill from the deep forest of Central Kalimantan, symbolizing an intimacy between Indonesian people and the nature around them. According to Ida Wahyuni, one of the 10 collections has a very philosophical meaning. Its design is like a bird wing, hugging from the back, just like Ida Wahyuni, who is embracing and supporting the young generation and creating works. Besides, Iswee Fashion Academy is collaborating with Rumah Ampik, a pioneer of batik in Balikpapan. In this collection, Rumah Ampik is to showcase Balikpapan batik as the icon while wishing the young will get to know more and love the diverse cultures of the nation. This collection is about gracefulness as inspired by the fins and tails of the betta fish. Its unique and rather aggressive territorial form and character of betta fish is the main idea. The simple pleats, designed with a touch of Balikpapan batik pattern, make it look strong and courageous.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan.
Kemarin ku galau, bila hanya memang
you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali. The song narrates a woman's feelings who has loved a man for a long time, but she cannot express her feeling and love to the man. Here is Dini Aditama with the regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali.
Yeah.
It's beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness, but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, 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 ooh. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Stuck up, messed up, confused. These feelings whirling through, all I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I'm mad at you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you will be the one who set me free.
Aku
listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, Instagram, @voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.